Hello there, this is Dave Allen for Mac 20 Questions, and today I'm going to talk about Yosemite and using it with iOS 8, and in particular with iOS 8.1, which I also upgraded on the same day. What I've done is to upgrade to those on my iMac and also onto the iPhone 6, and I've also put it onto the iPad. The iPad is my old iPad, and I'm getting a new one. I'm getting the iPad Air 2, and that should be with me tomorrow, so I'm going to pass on the older iPad to my wife, and then the one that she's using at the moment, which is an iPad number one, that's going to go on to another home somewhere else as well. So, passing it all down the line. So, what do I think about Yosemite? Well, I like it, actually. It's quite good. I first thought it was a bit sort of insipid looking with all those light and fady sort of colours on there, but when you actually look at it a bit more, there are some colours in there, like, say, the Finder icon, for instance, which actually sort of the saturation of the colour's gone up more, and it's more sort of bright and bold, and, well, I suppose that's okay too. So the main thing that was stopping me in the first day when I was seeing that Yosemite was available was the fact that I didn't know if Drag and Dictate was going to work, because I have to have that working, because I can write much faster with dictation than with the keyboard, and so I wanted to make sure that was going to do. And I'm pleased to say that, yes, Drag and Dictate does work, and it works fine, no problems whatsoever. I did have to leave behind the profile that I was using before with Drag and Dictate. You have this profile, and basically it sort of has a whole pile of words in there, and it's where you trained the thing to recognise your voice and your accent. And as you know, I've got a bit of a Birmingham accent, so we need to get that right. Anyway, so I had to retrain it a little bit, which didn't take long. It was just reading through a wee bit of text, and I'm adding a few words here and there as I go. But on the whole, I'm really quite pleased the way things have gone with that, and I'm using Drag and Dictate all day long, and I've had no problems with it. Marvellous. Well, the thing is that the iMac that I've got, it's an older iMac now. It was looking quite new to me, and it looks great on my desk still. But it's 3 years old. It's just come out of AppleCare, so that's how I know that it's 3 years old. And really, I should be thinking about getting a new one, but I'm not going to get a new one this year, or maybe the next year after that. I think I want it to last 5 years if I can, so I'm going to stick with it. Now, I did think that I was going to be able to get the handoff and the extensions and things like that. What's the handoff and the things like the getting the phone calls to work on your computer come through from the iPhone? I thought that would all work, but I can't get it to work. It's, I think, down to the fact that there's no Bluetooth 4 in there with the low energy. And I'm not going to be able to do it, because I was looking into the possibility of getting a Bluetooth low energy USB adapter and plugging it in and basically having the same sort of thing but through USB. Well, I found out today, or seems to be the case, that someone was saying on a podcast that's not going to work. It has to be actually built into the system, this Bluetooth 4. So I'm stuffed. So what else is going on? Well, Cloud Drive. It's a bit confusing, actually. It's not really quite as easy as using Dropbox. You know, with Dropbox, you just throw the stuff into the folder and then it's there, and you can go to your iOS device and you can pick up it and go to the drive where you put your folders and your files and everything else, and they're just there. Well, it doesn't work like that with iCloud Drive somehow or other. And my first day, it didn't work at all. I think it was doing some stuff in the background, and because of that, the things weren't just working. And things kind of like were a bit slow, you know, like when you look at a computer and it's sort of like working with treacle, you know, and it's sort of it wasn't great anyway. But today it's a bit better. Although I'm having this funny sort of problem when I move from one screen to the next, because I've got two screens. I've got my main screen, then I've got a 27-inch lower resolution monitor next to it. So when I move from one screen to the other, the icons in the menu bar kind of jiggle around a bit. And also it seems to be a bit sort of slow to sort of get into action anywhere when I move on to the other screen. And that's a little bit annoying, but I think that's getting a bit better as well. It just needed a bit more sort of twiddling with and fiddling with and just waiting till it was ready. And now it does seem to be sort of ready. Anyway, there's a free app that you can get for, let's get back to iCloud again, iCloud Drive. Now, there's a free app that you can get called Cloud Drive Explorer, which is a bit of a long name for putting onto your iPad or whatever else, because part of the name sort of drops off the end and you can't see what it's called. You have to go and find it recognising the icon. Well, the icon looks okay anyway, so it's not too bad. Well, it works okay. I've been able to throw stuff into the iCloud Drive on my Mac and then go over to the iPad, and I've been able to get to those files in there, but it didn't work exactly right. I had to fiddle with it a bit. So I needed a bit more testing with that anyway, and just see if I can get that working perfectly every time. I can't see why I need to have a third-party file explorer, cloud drive explorer, to be able to see things on my iPad or my iOS device. But it seems to be the case. It's not like when you're using Dropbox, you've just got the Dropbox app there and you can get at it. But maybe at some point in time, Apple will come up with a cloud drive app, and that'll let us get into stuff. Now, the other thing with using this cloud drive is that if you use it, you're probably going to end up using more data as well on your, you've only got 5 gigabytes for free, so you'll end up having to pay some more. Well, the thing is that it's only 99 cents a month anyway to get up to 20 gigabytes of storage, which is pretty reasonable. So actually, in fact, all we're getting is 15, isn't it? Because we've got 5 anyway for free. So we've got up to 20 gigabytes of storage for 99 cents a month. And if you pay €3.99, you get 200 gigabytes. That seems like a bargain, that does. Well, I might go for that if I get to that stage. And it might get to that stage if I throw all my photos up there. But there again, I'm going to have my photos anyway going up into Google Plus, and I have my photos going into Dropbox automatically. So my photos should be pretty safe anyway. So I'll just watch that and see how it goes for the moment. So I had a few incompatible applications, and one of them was GPG Mail. I haven't actually tried that out to find out if it is actually incompatible and not working, but it was moved into the incompatible applications folder, which was put on the Mac by the installation part of it. And, well, there you go. In fact, the only other thing was the Wacom Bamboo tablet, which was in the preferences pane, which wasn't working. And there wasn't much else that wasn't working, so not too much of a problem, really. Now, the messaging app, that's a little bit new. I'm supposed to be able to send and receive messages, SMS messages, from on my Mac. I've tried that, and that doesn't work either. And again, I think that's due to the Bluetooth thing. I think it does it a combination of Bluetooth and a bit of Wi-Fi as well to make the whole thing work. And obviously, you need to have the Bluetooth there for it to know. And it's all part of the security type of thing anyway, which is why that some of these things don't work and they need Bluetooth. And well, at some point in time, I'll be able to get it working, but we'll see. So I'm not going to worry about that too much, because I nearly always have my phone with me next to me, and I shan't worry about it. It's not like I'm going to have the phone in the other room and I need to be able to have a phone call coming in and talk to them on my Mac, or an SMS and be able to do that on my Mac either, but we'll see. Now, another thing with messages they're supposed to do in new in Yosemite is screen sharing. I thought that was possible before, but it says in the details there that it's a new thing for Yosemite, or Yosemite, as we like to call it, those of us that are in the know. Well, Spotlight has been totally improved in Yosemite, and I've been using an app launcher thing called Alfred. Now, I've been using Alfred, the paid version of it, for a couple of years now, and I like it. It's really good. There's lots of other things it can do apart from just being used as an app launcher. Just giving that a bit of rest at the moment, I'm just trying the Spotlight to see what the new one's like. I have already noticed something in Spotlight that doesn't happen in Alfred. So I want to do some arithmetic in Spotlight. It'll do it, no problem at all, and it gives me the answer. But if I press enter, it just opens up the calculator for me, the calculator app. And that's not what I want. What I want is I want the result of my my sums to go into the clipboard, where I can go and take that and put it into the place where I want it is, where I was trying to find out that adding together or multiplying something and what I wanted to put it into. I can't do that. So maybe there's some special keystroke combination where I can get that into the clipboard and be able to use it. We'll see. I'll give that some more trying out and see what else I can do with it. So, okay, well, we've got the Bluetooth dongle thing, a bit of a pain, the text message forwarding. I haven't got that working. Alfred or Spotlight, and say that's not working right either. AirDrop. Now, that's the other thing that I was trying to get working. And once again, that's another Bluetooth low energy thing, and I can't get that working. I'm going to be able to try that tomorrow when I get the new iPad come in there, because I'll be able to do that from the iPhone 6 to the iPad version 2. So I'll be able to try that out tomorrow, but I can't do it today. So there you go. That's a couple of things that I've been doing my head in one way or another with the upgrades to OS 10 Yosemite, and also putting 8.1 on the iOS devices. In fact, 8.1 hasn't really made much difference, because the main run with that was the fact that it was giving us the Apple Pay, except I'm not in the USA, so I'm not going to be able to use that. Although they say that some people that are outside of the US will be able to use it, but if it seems that it's only for... whether you're American or not, but if you've got a bank account over in America, you can do it. But I think as well, you have to kind of spoof the system to make the iOS device think that you are in the US as well. I've got a lot more things to try out on Yosemite and 8.1. I'm going to have even more things to try out when my new iPad Air 2 comes tomorrow. And I shall be doing some more tutorials and showing how to do things with Yosemite. So there you go. Talking about things to do with Apple. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.